Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at GBS Global Wealth Management. It's 6:30 in the morning London time on Thursday, the 6th of June. Today, we get the ECB policy rate decision. A total of 53 out of 55 economists in the consensus forecast are expecting a quarter point rate cut, which is a pretty compelling consensus. ECB Chief Economist Lane has practically promised us a rate cut. And as the whole world knows, chief economists are never wrong. Today's rate decision is clearly not what matters, therefore. The strategy for most of the major central banks this year has been to follow inflation down. Inflation in the euro area has come down and is essentially at its target rate, in the sense that it's within a reasonable band around the 2% target, which any reasonable economist would accept as being on target. A rate cut is not a stimulus. There is no objective of boosting growth. This is a stabilisation policy decision. The uncertainty, of course, is what next? The correct answer from ECB President Lagarde would be that as inflation continues to fall, so interest rates must continue to come down to keep the real interest rate stable. Markets would want to be reassured that this is the start of a steady rhythm of rate cuts. A quarter point every quarter would be the assumption. That is probably what we will actually get at the end of the day. It may not be what is signalled today. The risk case, which markets would probably be unhappy about, is deliberate uncertainty about the general direction of future interest rates in the euro area. As ever with an ECB press conference, the expectation for the future is not just about what Lagarde says today, but also the clarifying statements issued by other members of the European Central Bank in the coming days, all rushing out to tell markets what the ECB president really meant to say was. Aside from the interest rate decision today, there's little on the data calendar. There's nothing really from the States that can compete with the excitement of an ECB decision. There are revised unit labour cost and productivity figures for the first quarter in the States. These will be revised many times in the future, and while of economic importance, they almost never move markets. The trade balance for the States in April is also rarely a market-moving data release, but it does offer some information that is useful in assessing the bigger picture. For one thing, with President Biden imposing consumer taxes on US companies and households that buy goods from abroad, trade is becoming a political football that will be kicked back and forth by Republicans and Democrats. And the details of the trade data can give hints to the level of consumer demand because US companies and consumers rely on goods made abroad to satisfy their needs. European data is subordinate to the ECB decision. Euro retail sales for April are not a significant focus, and the shift in European spending to favour buying holidays in southern Europe rather than German-made cars is obviously not captured in these figures, at least not completely. Spanish production numbers are also scheduled for today. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.